three different times. And his buddy Ebby comes by to visit him, and they have this talk, and Bill comes up against his prejudice in a way that he never had. He knew that he was dying. And it was either that he was going to find this power and ask it for help, or, he was going to be gone. So Ebby leaves, and Bill says, "I was depressed as I've ever been." And he cried out, "If there be a God, will he show himself?" And he has this experience. Now, this experience that he had is described in William James's Varieties of Religious Experience as the sudden type. And then the second type is called the volitional experience. Wilson misquotes it in the Spiritual Experience appendix in the book. Volition is very different than education. Volition is the focus of the will. You have to actually do something. Education can be passive. You know, I'll just sit around and I'll go to meetings until it comes across. And so anyway, there are these two families that being in the Northwest, we should the thing about the two families, sudden and the volitional experience, spiritual experience, actually comes from Professor Edwin Starbuck. So we can be awake for that. And but anyway, in a book that he wrote called The Psychology of Religion, which William James references over 50 times in Varieties. So there's this sudden experience that he has. Wilson always said that he was very upset the way that religious people, professional religious people, used folks that have had those types of experience, because it's as if it's something special and different. And Wilson always said there is no difference between the two. How do we know? By the fruits. By the fruits. And so this sudden experience, this unitive experience, this experience that many of us had when we had our first drink, suddenly the world is a place that I can be in. And when one has one of these types of experiences, suddenly the world becomes an entirely different place. But yet, it doesn't change with the person that has the volitional experience. There's a great talk that Bill gave in 1969 in Detroit, and at the end he's talking about it, he says, there is no difference between the two. He said, you go to any meeting, and you sit there, and there's a guy, and he gets up, and his wife's bringing him a cake, and they're both crying. And he talks about, my family isn't terrorized anymore. My employer respects me. I'm part of my AA community. I haven't had anything to drink. Bill says that. Then the guy says, well, but Bill, in his experience, you know, I don't got the spiritual angle. That is a spiritual angle. What we have in Alcoholics Anonymous is a methodology.
Steps.
We have a methodology that allows people to have an ongoing volitional spiritual experience. And it's transmittable and it's transferable, which makes it actually, in my humble opinion, superior to the sudden flash. So if you're looking for your experience, you've had it. And, so welcome to the fourth dimension. So Wilson has this, and he knew that it was real.